小声背。
And a cool meditation is a meditation where you just go where you want to go, sit the way you want to sit, and feel however you want to feel. Is that cool? That's why it's called a cool meditation. So let's go. So I'd like you to focus in on my voice. Yeah, thanks. And I just imagine that I got the best DJ voice you've ever heard.
That's not hard.
All right. And I want you to listen to my DJ voice. Well, I play some spooky music. Because you can't have a good Earl Perry meditation without some spooky music. But I heard there's a rumor that there's a lot of people in here that like my music. And your music. And our music. Do you know that you are the musicians that you're listening to? Do you know that that's you up there playing that music that you're listening to right now? That's you. What do you think about that? That this music is coming from you. Suppose you weren't separate from the music. Suppose that you were so big that you could make music. Then this is your music. And I want you to listen to what you are creating. And don't even know it. And I'm going to say something that has to do with prosperity. Because I don't like it when I'm broke as a dog. This day, I cease believing in visible money, which is kind of redundant. Because if you don't have any money, you've already ceased to believe in visible money. So those of you out there who've lost your ability to believe in visible money, say, okay, all right. My name is Earl Perry, and I don't know how to manifest visible money. Thank you. Say hi, Earl.
Hi, Earl.
I cease believing invisible money as my supply and my support, and I view the world of effects as it truly is, simply an outpouring of my former beliefs. My present financial situation is simply an outpicturing of my former beliefs. Your present financial situation is just an outpicturing of your former beliefs. Your financial situation, as you are expressing it right now, is nothing but a picture of the way you used to think. Your present financial situation is just a reflection of the way you used to think, the way you used to think before you thought abundantly. I believe in the power of money. I believe in the power of money. Therefore, I surrendered my God-given power and authorship and authority to an objectified belief because I believed in the power of money. I believed in the possibility of lack. I believed in the possibility of lack, thus causing a separation in consciousness from the source of my supply. I believed in the possibility of lack, and that caused a separation in my consciousness from the source of my supply. If you feel like you have some lack right now, what you are experiencing is a separation in your consciousness from the source of your supply. So when you feel broke and somebody asks you what's going on financially, you just say, I'm feeling it. Cause a separation in my consciousness from the source of my supply. I'm feeling a cause of a separation in my consciousness from the source of my supply. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bill. I believed in mortal man and carnal conditions, and through this faith gave man and conditions power over me. I have given man and conditions power over me. I believe in the mortal illusion created by the collective consciousness of error thoughts. And since I believe in the collective illusion, since I believe in the collective consciousness of error thoughts, since I believe in the collective consciousness of error thoughts, then I have limited the unlimited. No more. No more. And that's it, if you're mad. No more. this day, I renounce my so-called humanhood. I claim my divine inheritance as a being of God. I claim my divine inheritance as a being of God. This day, I acknowledge God, and only God is my substance. I acknowledge the Creator, and only the Creator, as my substance, my supply, and my support. God is lavish, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me, the reality of me. I lift up my mind and my heart to be aware and to understand and to know that the divine presence I am is the source and substance of all my good. I am conscious of the inner presence. I am conscious of the inner presence as my lavish abundance. I am conscious of the inner presence as my lavish abundance. I am conscious of the constant activity of the mind of infinite prosperity. I am conscious of the constant activity of the mind of infinite prosperity. You are conscious of the constant activity of this mind of infinite prosperity. Therefore, your consciousness is filled with the light of truth. Your consciousness is filled with the light of truth. Consciousness of my God self, the love within as my source, I draw into my mind and filling nature the very substance of spirit. You draw into your mind, you draw into your feeling nature, draw into your mind, draw into your feeling nature, draw into your mind, draw into your feeling nature, the substance of spirit. Now, the substance of spirit, that's your S-O-S. 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 Send out your S-O-S. Send out an S-O-S. Right now in this meditation, send out an S-O-S. Send out an S-O-S. Ask for the very substance of spirit. And say, this substance is my supply. Thus my consciousness of the presence of God within me is my supply. My consciousness of the presence of God within me is my supply. My consciousness of the presence of God within me is my supply. My consciousness of the God presence within me is my supply. My consciousness of the presence of God within me is my supply. My consciousness of the presence of love within me is my supply. Your consciousness of the presence of love within you is your supply. Your consciousness of the presence of love within you is your supply. Your consciousness of the presence of love within you is your supply. The presence of your consciousness of love within you, that is your supply. Money is not my 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 supply. No person is my supply. No place is my supply. No condition is my supply. My awareness and understanding and knowledge of the all-providing activity of the divine mind within me is my supply. My awareness of the all-providing activity of the divine mind within me is my supply. My awareness of the all-providing activity of the divine mind within me is my supply. My consciousness of this truth is unlimited. My consciousness of this truth is unlimited. My consciousness of this truth is unlimited. Therefore, my supply is unlimited. My supply is unlimited. Your 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 supply is unlimited. 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 Trip that anybody else going to those of you who appreciated that, let me know who appreciated that.
Yeah.
Anybody? Yeah. God, that's great to know. Because the cool thing about letting me know that is that it just makes me want to be better for you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, I'm going to dive into this at a deeper level today. Is that all right? Now, can I ask you if I could be freer? Okay. I would like to express myself in a variety of ways today while I do the class so that I won't get bored with myself. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So it'll be to help me stay awake. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Great. See, you know you're in the right place when you say stuff like that and people say back to you, go for it, let it out, be yourself. That's what I want you to do. See, you're around people like that. You're around people who are loving you. That's how you can tell. People who love you, free you. People who fear you, limit you. People who love you, free you. People who fear you, limit you. They don't want you out of their sight. They don't tell them what you might do when you're out of their sight. You might let yourself receive the love that they're not giving you. Isn't that something? I'm afraid of somebody else receiving the love that I'm not giving to them. How cruel is that? I'm not going to give you love, but I'm going to make sure nobody else does. I love you. Okay. Yeah. So we're kind of setting goals. So let's go back to that. The value of deciding in advance what you want to happen is that in every situation you go in, you're going to see that situation as an opportunity to make what you want to happen happen. If I know what I want to happen, then every situation I go in, it's just going to be another opportunity for me to make what I want to happen happen. So if you want to know the truth about this moment you're sitting in right now, this is nothing but another opportunity for you to make what you want to happen happen. That's what this is. It's just another opportunity for you to make what you want to happen happen. Okay? So, when you want to make what you want to happen happen, this is what you do. You make every effort to overlook what interferes with the accomplishment of your objective. In other words, if you really want to make what you want to happen happen, concentrate on everything that helps you meet your goal. Concentrate on everything that helps you meet your goal. That's how you make what you want to happen happen. Well, what does that mean? Well, the first thing I like to say is that's quite, I love you, sis. It's quite noticeable that this approach has brought you closer to the Holy Spirit sorting out of true and falsity. In other words, the true becomes what's going to help you meet your goal. The false becomes the useless from this point of view. The situation that you're in right now, the one that you're worried about right now, the one that you're pondering about right now, it has meaning only because your goal has given it meaning. So right now, if there's something you're upset about or you're wondering about or you're worried about, then what the Course is saying is that you need to get that situation a goal real quick. That thing that's upsetting you, you need to give it a goal. That situation, that relationship, you need to give it a goal. If you all right now all sad and all messed up because something else didn't turn out the way I wanted it to turn out. I don't know about y'all, but I go through that kind of stuff where I feel sad, but sometimes because it didn't work out the way I wanted it to work out. Because I sometimes forget that it's the best thing that could happen to me is that it doesn't work out the way I wanted it to work out. That's something that loves me so much it doesn't let my plans manifest. Because there's nothing you could possibly come up with for yourself that's better than what the universe wants to give you. So every time you try to think of what you want, you are lowering what you're going to receive.
Whoa.
Say that again.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare say that again. I don't know what I'm saying. You ask me questions like that, I gotta pretend like I know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's why you can trust it. Because it hasn't gone through the filter of my judgment. And you're always talking to people who don't know what they talk about. And you don't either. So just a bunch of people talking about stuff they don't know what they're talking about. Okay, I don't even want to get into it. All right, now. So, what's true? What you can use to meet your goal. What's false? What's useless in helping you reach your goal? So, anything that, if you say you want to have a happy life, well, whatever's helping you be happy, that's true. And everything that's making you feel bad, that's false. See how simple that is? What's true and good and real and valuable is whatever helps you reach your goal. The Course says that's the only thing that should be called valuable. It's something that helps you reach your goal. It's not saying it's bad or good. It's not making a judgment about, it's not a moral judgment. If I need to come to the class and you're trying to get me to go to the horse and rodeo show, then you're not helpful. You're not valuable to me because you're not helping me reach my goal to be at church. You're not a sinful. You're not bad. You're just, your butt's just not valuable. To me in helping me reach my goal. You don't have to be worried about including in anybody's life to see you as a way for them to achieve their goal. You won't have to never worry about being excluded. You're going to be included whether you like it or not. So once I decide that I need you to make me happy, even if you're protesting, I'm still trying to get you. Because I've decided you're the one. That's deep. So then it says, so we're in a situation, you're worried about that situation, so he says, how do you want to make that situation mean something? Because right now you're upset because this stuff just doesn't make any sense. Well, the Course says, give it a goal. So even though I'm unhappy in this relationship right now, I need to give this relationship a goal. Even though I'm unhappy in this financial situation, I need to have a goal. I need to have a goal for my financial situation. See what I'm saying? If you're upset with somebody right now, you need to get a goal with them. Now, the Course says, the goal of the truth has further practical advantages. I love that. That's a great sentence. The goal of the truth has further practical advantages. The goal, wanting to be sane has further practical advantages. I love it, man. This is a funny book. It's a funny book, man. People miss the humor of the Course, obviously, in most Course classes. They don't ever look like they're partying like a big dog in most Course classes you go to, you know? Are you serious? Okay. Got to figure the unknown out so I know what's going on. Okay, so if you're in a situation that is bugging you right now, then it says if the situation is used for truth and sanity, the outcome must be peace. And this is quite apart from what the outcome is. It don't even matter what the outcome is as long as the outcome is peace. I don't care how my life is going to turn out as long as it turns out in total fulfillment. I don't care how it's going to turn out as long as I'm happy. I don't care what I'm going to do with you tonight as long as I'm having a good time. Who cares if I'm
having a good time. Whatever you're doing must be okay. So instead of focusing on what I want to do with you, I should be focusing on me and you joining on the idea of us having a good time together. Now we want to have a good time together. It's going to create a good time together. And then the good time is going to create all these situations and circumstances at a physical level. And we'll have all these marvelous experiences. And the one thing all these experiences will have in common is that they'll be totally safe and totally free and totally happy. And you have the experience, you feel good, the whole world doesn't come to an end, you don't feel guilty later, you don't have stuff go wrong and bad, you don't have to pay for your pleasure with pain no more. Because we use pain to pay for our pleasures. Every time you have a pleasure, you got, you know, he's right behind it. What happens? Hey, pain. It may take a few days, but, you know, it gets to you eventually. Because that's the price, of course, says we have to think we have to pay for the happiness. It's a little suffering mixed in. About my suffering, I don't really deserve my happiness. So if I really want to be really, really happy, I have to really, really suffer. Then I believe I deserve it when it comes. Because I can say, look at all the crap that I went through. Beware of that thought system. Don't you see how erroneous that is? That's crappy, man. That's a crappy thought. But my mind works like that. It's a part of my mind that believes I need to have some pain. I just can't have joy. Whew. If peace is the condition of truth and sanity, and you cannot have peace without truth and sanity, wherever peace is, that's where truth and sanity must be. So wherever you're feeling peace, that's where your sanity is. Wherever you're feeling peace, that's where your sanity is. So whoever you're around and you feel at peace, when you're with them, you don't feel afraid, you don't feel judged, you feel okay, well, you're in a sane condition. Don't blow those same conditions. Same conditions are awesome. When you're around somebody you're not afraid with it of and you don't have private thoughts, you are in a sane condition. And then once you create a really sane condition in your mind, then your truth and your good and all the answers will just come to you. The once you become sane, your answers will come to you. The once you become sane, your answers will get to you. See, I can't deliver the answer to y'all because y'all crazy as hell. Okay? So since you're crazy, if I gave you the answer, you wouldn't even recognize it because you're crazy. Okay, everybody clear about that? We crazy, okay? So before we can read the answer, we need to get sane. And so the Course is trying to take us to sane so we can receive the answer, because when you're sane, you can receive the answer because you'll recognize it and you'll want it. But you all have had the experience of trying to love somebody before they were ready to receive your love. They couldn't receive it. And if we crazy, we can't receive love. It'll be all around us, but we'll think we don't have any. Because we're crazy. Okay. Everybody know what crazy means? Okay. Now, I'm not trying to insult y'all, man. Don't get me wrong. You know, I mean, I know that didn't exactly sound like one of them tasks that said you're the infinite intelligence of the universe. If somebody just spent the last 5 minutes telling you you're crazy. And why would you come to a class to have somebody tell you you're crazy?
Yeah, we know that. You're not telling us anything we don't already.
Right here.
Some people don't think they're crazy.
Oh, okay.
And so they're the ones that are suffering the most, but they don't know why. Okay. Those are the ones who think they're sane. So those are all your friends you see suffering, and they don't know why. It's because they think they're sane. People who know they're crazy immediately become more open to information. You know, if I know I don't know how to get here, and I know I don't know how to get here, I'm much more likely to listen to somebody who tells me. But if I think I already know, I'm not going to pay no attention. So I cannot go from crazy mind to sane mind so I can get my healing until I recognize I don't know. If I accept that I don't know, then I can be taught, and then my mind can change, and then all the answers to all my problems can come instantly.
Amen.
Instantly. But telling people how they can have their problem solved instantly is the dullest topic you can possibly talk about in truth. More people go unconscious when the answers arrive than any other aspect of the class. If you want to watch a class, go to sleep and give them the answer. And you watch them, a lot of them just nod out one by one. I was like a film in class sometimes. But that's a good thing. Go ahead and go unconscious, because when you go unconscious, your ego is asleep, and then I can get straight to your mind. So go ahead and go unconscious. The way you can tell when you finally seen the truth is that you can see how everything is going to turn out. And one of the advantages of letting the truth in, the Course says, deception cannot prevail against you. In other words, the once you let truth in, can't nobody fool you no more. The once you let the truth in, can't nobody fool you no more. Period. You can never be deceived again. Because you recognize the outcome. You know you're in the right situation when the outcome is peace. And so you know any situation that you're in that you don't feel peace is a situation you're not supposed to be in. And you don't spend no more time trying to figure out how you got there. All you want to do what's necessary right now to get out of the conflict. You could care less how you got into it. It's like me being in a burning building and the fire department is coming to get me. But I say, I won't let you rescue me until you tell me how the fire started. Man, this fire's about to burn you up. No, tell me. Was it that old lady down the hall? That's where we are. I know I'm in conflict in my head about life, but just tell me what caused it from my childhood. Never mind, I could get out of it right now. I want to stick around and hear how I got here. I want to stick around to hear how I got here. I don't want to go so you can tell me how I got in this mess in the first place. So I ain't leaving God until you tell me what I did to get in the quicksand. Would you like me to just take you out of the quicksand? And then once you're out of the quicksand, I'll tell you how you fell in the quicksand from the safety of the bank? So let yourself be rescued. Then you'll be told why you did such stupid stuff to yourself in the first place. Over tea. Over God tea. I've been a God restaurant. Yeah. See why you dirtied that jerk? Okay. Everybody with me? Who's willing to let themselves be rescued even though they don't know how? Who are the smart people in this room? Another stick of dynamite is made out of him. Here's another stick of dynamite that's made out of all your dreams coming true. And we just open it up. Here's a dynamite block of love. I'm a demolition expert. And I'm gonna blow up this big old mind of fear. And we got him watching on TV, and it's in high definition. Fears and high definition. They look so real, you believe in them down to the very last detail. High definition fears. Anybody got in them? Okay, I got all the charges around that fearful mind. So I need the demolition expert to help me out. I blow my mind up. I blow my mind up and out. I blow my mind. up and out. I blow my mind up and out. I blow my mind up and out. I blow my mind. Woo! You blow your mind up and out. 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 Who say that? Up and out. I come to class and I always plan to be spontaneous.
Good plan.
Now we're going to look at the way that regular people see things, okay? Okay, let's get this straight. If you are experiencing peace, then you must be in the condition of sanity. Got it? But this is the opposite of the way that your fearful mind looks at things. Because the part of you that's insane, the part of you that doesn't know the truth, it actually believes that the situation brings the experience. It just looks like you're in this situation and this just happened to you. I'm just in this situation and this is happening to me. I'm a nice person. I don't even step on roaches. I'm a Nathan. This is my dad. I don't eat anything. Period. Nothing. Zilch. How many of y'all recognize that? Just a situation happening, and then you just think, you know, you're just the victim of the situation. Well, the course says that the part of you that doesn't know the truth believes that it can solve its conflicts through fragmentation. There's a part of you that doesn't ever like to look at the whole situation. So there's a part of you that likes to just split off segments of the situation. There's a part of you that likes to deal with segments of situations separately. You like to deal with separate situations separately because you have faith in separation. You don't have faith in oneness, so you always want to split things off to solve them. So whenever you're confronted with any aspect of the situation that seems to be difficult, as soon as you're confronted with something that seems to be difficult, you will attempt to take the part that seems to be difficult elsewhere and resolve it somewhere else. And that will seem to be successful, except that this attempt conflicts with the goal of unity. When you split things off in order to deal with it, it's hiding the goal of truth. And you don't experience peace except in a fantasy. So now you're just having the fantasy of peace because you have the fantasy that you solved the problem separately. So why has the answer come to me, God? Well, the answer hasn't come to you because you have not been given your faith where your faith deserves to be given. You're not giving your faith to the things that you should rightfully give your faith to. You're not having faith in the right things. You're not having faith in the right things. That's why you're having this problem. You don't have faith in the right things. That's why you have this problem. You don't have faith in the right things. That's why you have this problem. You don't have faith in the right things. That's why you have this problem. So when you're in a situation where you don't have faith in the right things, you're upset. If you're in a situation in which you don't have faith in the right things, and right now you feel upset and sad. If you feel upset and sad, it's because you have faith in the wrong things. So having a fantasy of peace will just give you the illusion of the experience of peace. And for you to have some peace that doesn't last, that isn't the condition where real truth shows up. You're not going to have real truth in a situation where your peace doesn't last. So we want to put you in a situation where your peace never ends.
We want to move you into a state of mind where your peace never ends. The course is trying to move you to a state of mind where your peace never ends. Because the truth doesn't want to come to you in a peace that can end. Something real doesn't want to come to you in a love that can end. Real love doesn't want to come to a love that can end. Any questions? Yes.
Give an example of a goal.
She wants to know if an example of a goal. From a course perspective, an example of a goal would be the goal of peace. That's a goal. The course calls a goal a criterion. It says a criterion for. Oh, I love that. It's just too good. I can't go past that. It is just too freaking good. I love how the course just ties things up because we like to hear the same thing in a lot of different ways. So it says the clarification begun. The absence of the criterion for outcome. Isn't that a great definition for a goal? Instead of saying a goal, you would say, what's wrong with you when it comes to your work? Well, I have an absence of a criterion for outcome. I have an absence of a criterion for outcome. In other words, I don't know what should happen. I don't have no goal. So the Course says the smartest goal you could possibly have is the goal of peace. Because if you have the goal of peace, then that means peace will permeate every situation that you're in. And not just some of them. But people think if they ask for peace, they're not asking for anything. Yeah, and so because they're looking for something physical. Because it's not real to us unless it's physical. I hear all that peace stuff, but that sounds to me like I'm kicked back in the backyard with some ice cream. You know what I'm saying? And I know I'm sweating every day at 7 o'clock at night. I don't see the peace you're talking about, God. You know? And I don't realize that the reason why I am not in a physical situation that is totally satisfying to me is because I am not asking for peace first. I'm asking for the situation, then after the situation happens, then I give myself peace. So I keep asking myself for impossible situations to occur so that I can finally tell myself I feel good in them. I keep asking for stuff that never happens to me right now until it finally occurs and I can feel good about myself. So when I get that thing that I don't have right now, then I feel better. When I get that thing that I don't have right now, then I feel, but guess what? I don't even know how I'm going to get that thing. Steep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need to start in this year sincerely from the bottom of our hearts asking for peace for ourselves. Peace for ourselves. And the Course says peace means total fulfillment. It's not sitting in the cave contemplating your navel. Because sometimes you say peace, boring peace. I'd rather have him with his hands around my throat. That's more dramatic. We need drama. What you mean? Peace sounds dull. It's only through my drama that I know I'm alive. It's only through my conflict that I feel things. Without my conflict, I wouldn't feel nothing. That's why I stay in conflict all the time, so that I know I'm alive. Without my conflict, I wouldn't even know I existed. I must be important. I'm in conflict. I mean, I couldn't be in this much conflict and not be unimportant. Do you notice that nobody else cares?
No, they do care. They love it because it's like watching TV for them, and they don't have to be in it.
They don't get personally involved in most cases. Okay, we're not going to debate the meaning of caring, okay? All I'm saying is, you deserve peace. And in a situation that is not giving you peace is a situation that's not sane.
That's good.
Isn't that deep?
Yeah.
That's deep. That's deep.
I'll let that
hang. Yeah, don't worry about the things I say that you don't agree with. Okay. But it's the things that come through me that kind of like, you go, ooh, but that's your gift. That's the one I want you to accept from me. Just breathe. It's okay. It's okay. However you feel right now. Because it's intense. This is a part of the program where he's tempted to set himself on fire in order to wake up everyone.
You are on fire, Earl.
Thank you, brother.
Burn, baby, burn.
Burn, baby, burn. Well, y'all sound like some real people. You talk like real people talk. It's like, that's how everybody in this room talk. They talk like real people. They pretend to be saying some cool stuff about each other. And that's largely because we don't know each other. So now you know the condition of peace and love. Know as little as possible about anybody and you'll love them longer. So instead of me trying to find out all the things your false self did, I'm going to concentrate on everything that your loving, sane self does. And we're going to focus on each other's sanity. And we're going to focus on each other's peace. And we're going to focus on each other's happiness. And we're going to focus on trusting each other. We're going to focus on, you see what I'm saying? Our whole focus is not going to be on each other's past and each other's story. Our focus is going to be on focusing on the thing that's going to make us closer and happier with each other as long as we're together. That's the only thing we're focusing on. It's what's going to help our love grow. We're not focusing on the stories that we had that brought us to the point that we would love each other. Who cares? Isn't that great?
Yeah.
You know you're stronger than anything you've been through because you're here and it's gone.
Yeah.
Don't they kind of give you a hint?
Yeah.
You're still here, but all the stuff that's making you miserable is gone. So you're stronger than anything you've ever gone through, and you're stronger than anything you will ever go through. Nothing can get you down. We just have a little spiritual amnesia. We don't know who we are. But just because I'm God with amnesia, that don't mean I can't pump up a few mountains. Put a little stars in the sky. You know, so even if you don't know who you are, you're still creating. There's a part of you that loves you that's not insane, that's still extending the love even while you are in the detour into fear. So as soon as you wake up to who you finally are and you love yourself and you say, well, wow, it's time for my reward because I finally love myself. You'll find out that the other part of you has been creating love all along and you got so much love waiting for you, you don't know how to handle it. Because you never stopped producing love even when you thought you didn't deserve it yourself. You were still giving the love even when you think you don't deserve it. So when you realize you deserve it, all the love that you've been making all the time is right there for you to love you up. The universe doesn't take anything seriously that's not based on love. If it's not made out of love, it is built into the system that it cannot last. There is nothing that will ever last unless it's loving. The universe is set up that way. So anything you do to hurt yourself is set up to end because it hurts you. And nothing that hurts you can ever last forever. The universe is set up that way.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you something. Now, a sane man is glad to hear that. An insane man is not glad to hear that. Because a person who believes they deserve to be punished does not want to be in a world that doesn't punish them. Because if they're not in a world that punishes them, how can they get the punishment that makes them innocent and clean again? Because we all know when you do something wrong, you get spanked, and then everything's all right. So people who think that punishment is the way, they're never glad to hear that there's a way that doesn't involve punishment. Because think how much time they put into that. Nobody wants to believe all the punishment they put themselves through all their life really wasn't necessary. It makes you feel kind of stupid. No, it's like, you mean I wasted the last 30 years hating Aunt Bertha and they really wasn't doing nothing? I haven't let myself have a good time, but I let myself have a relationship for the last 10 years because of what happened with the last one. I was making sure it will never happen again. And that didn't mean nothing. The universe can just give you what you want. just give it to you. Whew. So I'm calling out to all those people who want to learn how to remove the blocks to the awareness of what they already have. I want to be around people who want to get rid of the blocks to the love and abundance and prosperity that they already have. I want to join with people who want to release the barriers to their happiness and not defend them. Whew. Is there any people like that in here?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So this is what I'd like to ask you to do as a completion of this little part of this section. Take a situation that you know you're not letting yourself feel good about. And give that situation the goal of peace. Say, right now, I'm giving this situation the goal of peace. I want this situation to bring me peace. Bring me peace. Thank you.
I enjoyed this class with y'all today.
That's a great start, Judy. I will settle for thinking it. I want to love you more too. And so our prosperity president simply be this. I want everyone else in the room to be rich. I want everyone else in the room to be rich. Just think about that for a minute. Even if I wasn't included in that, which I am, what would happen if I was the only person in the room full of rich people? I don't think I'd be lacking a whole lot, especially if they love me. You got the hook up. So it's cool to want everybody else around you to be happy. That'd be one less crazy person to worry about. So I want everybody to be happy, especially the people that I think I don't like.
Yeah.
Because that way, even if I run into them again, I'll enjoy it. And I want to enjoy it every time I meet anybody.
I want to enjoy meeting people. And y'all know what I mean? Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Would you like to enjoy it?
Yeah.
Wow. Y'all are so cool. Some of you noticed there. Everybody know they were sinners. Okay. All right. Any other announcements about anything that needs to be made?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
For the review? I just want you to walk out with one thought. If you are in a situation and it's upsetting you right now and you don't feel peace in it, if there's a situation in your life and you don't feel peace in it, if there's a situation in your life right now that you don't feel peace in it, situation that's bothering you, that you worry about, and give that situation a go. Situation that's upsetting you right now. Give that situation the go of peace. To this situation, peace. To this situation, peace. To this situation, peace. To this situation. peace. Situation that got you upset right now, the one that you're worried about, the one that you can't sleep at night, as soon as you walk out this door, you're going to start thinking about it. You want to take that situation and you want to give it a goal. You want to give it a purpose. Give it a goal. Give it a purpose. Give it a goal. Give it a purpose. Give it a goal. That thing that's making you miserable, that's frightening you, the thing you can't let go of, that sickness. That sickness, that lack, you have to give your sickness a goal. You got to have a goal for being sick. That goal is health. You have to have a goal for being sick. And that goal is health. You have to have a goal for being sick. And that goal is health. You have to have a goal for being in lack. And that goal is abundance. Have a goal for being in lack. I am in lack, but my goal is abundance. I think I'm in lack in some ways, but my goal is abundance. My goal is abundance. Who is saying this? My goal is abundance. Feel all the voices. My goal is abundance. Woo! Hear everybody sound. My goal is abundance. Woo! That feels so good. My goal is abundance. And breathe and say again, my goal is abundance. 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 Claim it. My goal is abundance. 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 My goal is peace. 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 Now everybody's acknowledgement of you is nothing but a reflection of your acknowledgement of yourself. So we have to practice acknowledging ourselves, and we're in a room full of people that really not practice at acknowledging themselves. So we're the perfect people to practice with. My acknowledgement skills of myself suck. My motto is, may Earl treat himself as well as he treats others.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Me too.
I treat other people better than I treat myself in a lot of ways. It's obvious to me.
Me too.
I'm not. I love you too much to do unto you what I do unto me. Doing others as you have others doing to you. I won't do that to y'all. Because if you don't love yourself, what you're doing to others suck. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's right.
You know, I don't want to get, I'm tired of giving people in my life my crap. And thinking that their job is to somehow fix it. Just flush it. Could you imagine if you tried to fix it? I don't even get into that. Okay, now. The next class is Wednesday 12 noon. Then Thursday 7 o'clock. And then again Sunday 1 o'clock. And hey, I love how you all are letting me actually just work it out of the book. I think that's awesome. Because this is awesome. Like, this book is just a trip. And I love it when we hear it together.
Me too.
Okay, so.
I love when you read to
you. Well, I love to read to you. I tell you, that's a safe reading, baby.
I know.
That's right. Okay. So let's send love and peace ahead of us before we leave out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's extend safety and peace out there before we go. We going out there, y'all? Y'all know where we going? Y'all going out there. You're getting ready to walk around in your own mind. Isn't that frightening to you? And they're terrified of you. Well, let me tell you, you have a right mind, and your right mind will protect you.
Thank God.
And you can call on your right mind anytime you want to. It's always there. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. May the course be with you. And I'll see you the next time. Your blessings.
See you next time.
And there's a CD that's up here. If anybody wants a CD of the class, $5.